Oklahoma legislators file resolution to reject Dominion's alleged attempts to silence Tucker Carlson. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 16, 2023. Oklahoma legislators introduced a resolution to reject the recent alleged attempts by Dominion voting machines to silence Tucker Carlson after reports surfaced that Fox News fired Carlson as part of the network's settlement with Dominion. Carlson was fired from Fox News 6 days after the cable news company reached a $787.5 million settlement with Dominion. Last week, Carlson's attorneys reportedly sent a letter to Fox News accusing them of breach of contract and fraud. The letter also alleged the conservative cable news outlet fired Carlson as part of its $787.5 million settlement with Dominion. As Breitbart News detailed, the letter reportedly alleges that Fox News made promises to Carlson that were intentionally broken, constituting fraud, and that the network also broke an agreement not to leak his private communications to the media. The letter also reportedly alleges the network broke promises not to settle with Dominion voting systems in a way which would indicate wrongdoing on the part of Carlson and not to take any actions in the settlement that would harm his reputation. Two sources told Axios that Carlson was told by a member of the Fox News board that he was taken off the air as part of a Dominion settlement. Now, Oklahoma Senator Rob Standridge, R., and Representative Justin Humphrey, R., along with other state legislators, are leading the charge against Dominion and showing support for Carlson. The resolution stated, "Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate of THE-1st session of the 59th Oklahoma Legislature, the House of Representatives concurring therein, that the people of Oklahoma remain committed in their opposition to the use of Dominion voting systems in this state if such entity is working to silence voices such as Tucker Carlson's. That the people of Oklahoma support the rights enshrined in the First Amendment and encourage freedom of speech. That the people of Oklahoma appreciate the role Tucker Carlson has played in sharing truth in a time when lies reign supreme." Standridge said if reports about Dominion's role in Carlson's firing are accurate, it will only add to the reasons to keep them from operating in our state. "These leftist attempts to silence one of the greatest voices for truth today should not be tolerated in America," Standridge said. "If these recent reports prove true about Dominion demanding Tucker Carlson be fired as part of a settlement, that will only add to the reasons to keep them from operating in our state." Humphrey praised Carlson for being one of the loudest voices for truth when confronting this regime of lies, in a statement. "We don't need corporations dictating who can speak freely and we won't tolerate such interference in our state," Humphrey added. Oklahoma Senator Nathan Dom, R., said the state legislature looks forward to seeing subpoenas to definitively prove what is taking place. "If other states won't find out the truth, Oklahoma can lead the way," Dom said. "We look forward to seeing subpoenas to definitively prove what is taking place. Until then, we support Tucker Carlson red-pilling people with the truth to counter the perpetual gaslighting being forced on all of us." Flashback: Dominion CEO threatens imminent legal action against repeated and amplified false statements about our company. The Oklahoma legislature's resolution comes days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on Dominion voting systems to answer about its alleged role in Carlson's firing. "If Dominion wants to do business with Texas in the future, they should first answer questions about what role, if any, they played in silencing a prominent conservative journalist," Abbott said. "The answers to those questions, and other factors, should guide whether we want them to operate here." However, the electronic voting company has continually denied playing any role in Carlson's firing from Fox News. As the Fox principals who negotiated the settlement well know, Dominion made no demands about Tucker Carlson's employment orally or in writing, a Dominion spokesperson told the Daily Caller. "Any claims otherwise are categorically false and a thinly veiled effort to further damage Dominion. Fox should take every effort to stop these lies immediately." A Fox News spokesperson also said reports about Dominion's role in Carlson's firing are categorically false. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.